The most common concerns electric car buyers have are the lack of available charging stations and battery life. This, alongside gas prices recently lowering, has caused buyers to lose interest in electric vehicles. This has greatly affected both electric car makers and manufacturers because car makers have had to make multiple price cuts on their electric vehicles and car dealers can't seem to sell electric cars that are abundantly available. According to the Washington Post, Tesla has cut prices for their Model Y in the United States by more than 21%, making it less than $50,000 in January. Ford was also forced to cut the price of the electric Mustang Mach-E to compete with Tesla's Model Y. And Mercedes-Benz delayed their goals to convert more vehicles to fully electric cars by up to 5 years. Car dealers have complained about electric cars taking up space in their lots because customers don't seem to buy electric cars as much as in the past. Since President Biden took office, sales of electric vehicles tripled with the help of federal tax credit for buyers, according to White House officials. However, sales have slowed down all over the U.S., even in California. According to California New Car Dealers Association, sales of fully electric cars fell by 10% from the third quarter to fourth quarter last year. Despite the slowness of electric car sales, plug-in hybrids are becoming popular with customers because they have a solely electric base with a backup gasoline engine, according to automakers and dealers. Ward's Intelligence says that the last year, they were the fastest-growing light vehicle sold in the United States, growing to 60%. Kristen Zicek, a policy advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, stated in an automotive conference in Detroit last month, "Although electric vehicles have slowed from reaching regular consumers, improving charging and battery range, as well as making electric cars more affordable, would help reduce consumer skepticism on transitioning to electric cars. Therefore, transitioning to electric and greener transportation is still possible for the future." I'm Jonathan Coronado with KCSB News, signing off.